Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Did you mean to leave a pregnant pause then?
No, is it being delayed-y?
Oh no, we're being delayed-y on your new laptop.
Is it because of the Wi-Fi?
I'm delayed-y. Oh,
sorry about it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
There's a man who might come and fix my television and I might get him to fix the Wi-Fi then and put wired up here.
Maybe I should get a little extra one as well to bing up here. Okay, well listen, we'll see.
You're fine now, though.
So are you. Strange.
Oh, it's like when we concentrate too much, you can't bear it.
Yeah, it's strange. Well, Tom, I've so many things I want to talk to you about.
Oh my goodness, Suze. You had a little trip. How did it go?
Well, we had such a lovely time in France. Mm. It was hot.
Okay.
It was hot. It was 38.
Famously. Wow, isn't that bonkers?
Yeah, I'm really worried about the world. But you know. I don't know if this is the podcast for that.
Well, I just realised I was just sipping a cup of coffee. As you said, it looks very blasé, doesn't it? But I think we're all aware of it. We're all aware of it now.
Sure.
That's important, isn't it?
Had a lovely day trip to Paris.
Oh, yes. You sent me a lovely picture, Suze. That was so gorgeous. But it was hot there.
It was hot. That we went to Paris on the coolest day for that very reason.
Oh, wise.
Went and had steak frites.
Lovely.
So nice. Yeah. So nice. Lovely. And the main thing I would like to talk to you about, Tom, is French supermarkets.
I love it. I love it. Which one did you go to? Auchan? Carrefour. Wonderful.
There was a Carrefour. It was absolutely humongous.
Oh.
Ooh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think I could spend 2 hours enjoying myself in a Carrefour.
I would join you. All the things you can buy there.
It was great.
So exciting. They have like a wet fish counter, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it'd be amazing. Weird if they had a dry fish counter. Well, I suppose that's the tinned aisle.
I suppose in a way it is. You see, I wasn't so silly, was I?
No, you weren't. I'm sorry, that's on me.
No, I didn't think of it like that. And like butchery and stuff. They have like,
everything.
It's all there.
A fromagerie, of course.
Fromagerie. And the boulangerie, did you get some French sticks?
Of course. I had so much bread and cheese.
Oh, what a delight.
So much bread and cheese and wine. The wine is so good and so cheap.
Yeah, right.
Like, I was in the supermarket and I was like, that's a pick pull.
Oh.
It's €6.
Wow.
Is it going to be bad? Delicious.
No, delicious, yeah.
Delicious.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I love the idea of it.
Such lovely fresh fruit.
Yes.
I had some peaches. I would say one of the best peaches of my life.
My goodness, the best peaches of your life, Susie. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, certainly one of them. Thick, juicy.
Oh, I love a nice pear, so to speak.
Well, of course.
Thicker. Yes, I do love, not a pear, I don't know why I've said pear, that's just being rude.
It's a peach.
Peach, just, yeah.
Yeah, delish.
But I love a nice peach. Yeah, just when it's sweet, like it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's so delicious. Mm. Lovely tomatoes. Oh. I had a calabrese salad in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
So simple. Mozzarella, big old juicy tomato.
Yeah.
Another mozzarella, another bit, and so on and so forth.
So
and with fresh basil.
So is it basil or it's not avocado? Sometimes I think an avocado works its way in.
I think an avocado can work its way in, but I think traditionally.
Yes.
And I'm happy for any of our French listeners to correct me on that.
No.
But it was, I mean, I just, I just love France.
I've always felt very at home there. Mm.
I am going to learn the language, and I'm going to live there for a bit one day.
I like that idea, Sue.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that idea. You know, well, Alf lived in Paris for a while.
With Mickey,
yeah. And yeah. He loved it.
And Minnie.
But he lived a bit further out. I think it'd be fun to live in the middle of Paris. Like Emily in Paris, but not as annoying.
Well, but don't you think that would be quite frantic?
Yeah, maybe actually you're right. The French countryside is the one.
I mean, it's so pretty. You can get on one of those double-decker trains into the city.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So chic.
And that's nice. Did you get the train into Paris then?
Mm-hmm.
Have that funny...
We didn't get the train from London.
Oh, no, but you got the train when you were in France.
Yes.
But French stations have that that nice, like, bing bong when they're doing an announcement.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, da da da, or something like that.
Yeah. It's I just felt very chic.
Mm. Oh my goodness, but you felt like Amelie.
Do you know what I did? I kept going to these photo booths.
Oh,
and
yes.
Leaving my pictures.
So whimsical.
So she's so whimsy. She's so whimsy.
I don't know if people in France like Amelie. I don't know if it was such a success there. Because I think they found
it a bit... Do you think it's like Dick Van Dyke doing a Cockney accent?
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe. I think maybe it's sort of seen as a bit too sort of cliched, a bit stereotyped. But I like it. I often think about it. And I like the musical as well. Alfie got me listening to the cast recording.
Oh, I've not heard it.
The London recording is great, I think. Lovely tunes.
Okay.
The best song, of course, being "It's Times Are Hard for Dreamers," which you may remember from this film. He says...
Ah, okay. I'll listen, sure.
Yeah. He says it in the shop when he goes to pick up his photo album from the sex shop that he works in.
Oh, I haven't watched that movie in years.
Sorry, I remembered so every detail I've
forgotten. Yeah, you really have. How many times have you seen it, do you think?
Oh, it must be 30, 40 times. That's weird, isn't it? I just said
Do you think as many as that? Or are you pulling my leg?
Maybe 25.
That's a lot of times to watch a film.
In my teenage years, I would watch films, a few films, over and over again.
Mm.
They were Amelie, mm-hmm. Top Hat, with Fred Astaire, mm-hmm. Ginger Rogers, and Mary Poppins.
Just again and again and again.
Again and again and again as a teenager.
Well, do you know that children do that? I know you're saying you're a teenager, but children do that because they like to know what's going to happen. So there's no peril.
I think that's why, yeah. I think I was scared in a way that I didn't realise.
I watched Bridget Jones a lot.
Oh, that's nice.
I just found it very comforting.
Well, I was out with my friend Adam the other day, who is from America, and I pointed out where Bridget Jones lives. And he said, oh, it's quite central. I was like, yeah, she's a assistant, like just started her job in television, and somehow she has a borough market flat.
And previous to that, she works in publishing.
Yeah, straight in, no questions.
Straight in, nice job.
I think Bridget Jones is a bit like our Amelie, actually.
Oh, do you think? I wish that Renée Zellweger had done a Dick Van Dyke accent.
Oh, yeah. I wish she had as well.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Mr. Darcy.
Well, nice to see ya.
Yeah. Cool, cherry blimey. Tree they're having lane. A fight outside.
What an actor. What an actor.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available, and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback, with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot, based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It sounds like it was a lovely trip though to France. And did you go in the sea?
We didn't go in the sea because we were quite inland, but we did have a pool.
Oh.
Just a little skiing. One. Oh. Which was very welcome in the heat.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet. And did you go out every night, or did you sit and just make a lovely little salad
in.
At home?
Everything was nice. Yeah, we had sort of bread, cheese and salad pretty much every night.
Yeah, lovely. Oh my goodness.
And then the baby would go up to bed. And then my mum came as well, and Alice would sit outside and read our books.
Oh, isn't that glorious?
It was so good.
Yeah, lovely, eh? Lovely. Mm. And you went across from Portsmouth, is that right?
From New Haven.
New Haven.
Which is about half an hour from us.
Oh, okay.
Get a ferry.
Mmm, I love that ferry.
Bunk beds.
Oh, yes, you said you were going to sleep on it, yeah.
Well, it's only about a four and a half, five hour journey, but we thought it's probably good for us to have somewhere. Because it was quite an early one, and it was about €20 more. It was such a small amount more. We were like, but we'd definitely get a cabin. And then I do you know what? That might be a lie. Alice said it's not that much more, and I've just sort of thrown in €20. But sure.
It was
€20 in my head.
More. Yeah,
and
okay.
We all had a little lay on our bunk beds.
Nice. Get the holiday started the right way.
Yes. And it was, just really lovely. We just went for 5 days.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
a nice little break. Oh,
sojourn.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what it was near? It was near an outlet.
A clothing outlet?
A clothing outlet. And they had French shops.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah. Tom, I don't mind telling you, I got a Mac. On the hottest day of the year, I bought myself a Mac.
Well, that's the best day to buy one.
From Claudie Perlot.
Who's that?
Which is a very chic French brand.
Okay.
And it was a quarter of the original price.
Wow.
Yeah, I was
thrilled.
Love
an outlet. Yeah, I bet you was.
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast? Did you have croissants?
No, do you know what? We just had cereal.
People in France don't have croissants, apparently.
No, we just had cereal. And then some days we were out, or we would have some sort of bread and cheese for lunch.
I don't blame you at all. Oh,
yeah. They did these lovely little, in the cheese counter in Carrefour, they had these lovely little sort of sets of 4 or 5 local cheeses.
Oh my goodness.
So you could get sort of the Normandy one, or you could get one from just down the road, or one from somewhere else. And so we got a couple of those. Very thrilling.
Oh, I don't blame you. Yeah. Oh, I would have loved that.
Mm.
Oh, what decadence. What joy.
Yeah. I would love to eat cheese until I got gout, but I know it's not good for me.
It's my death row meal. But as I always say, in that situation, I don't know if I'd be peckish, but I always say bread and cheese. Yeah.
Bread and cheese. Would you go for a chutney?
I think I might just go straight in.
Oh, nothing. You wouldn't like anything sweet with it?
I don't know, actually. I think the crusty bread would do me. Mm. I mean, Alexa, my friend, always likes to quote Delia Smith, who says, wherever you are traveling in Europe, you can eat bread and cheese alone and you'll never be bored, because as you move around, both the bread and the cheese will change. And I thought that's a lovely sentiment, isn't it? Like local bread, local cheeses, wherever you go.
Yeah. Eating local.
Eating local.
I mean, it's what we all need to do, right?
Well, I think so.
What's local to cheers?
Well, we've got tomatoes growing in the garden and we've been eating them.
Well, that's very local to you.
Very local, just outside the back door. We had chard And it's looking beautiful in the pot, actually.
Is it?
Fried that up
yesterday. I never know what to do with the chard.
Well, what we did was we trimmed off the stems, fried them for about 3-4 minutes in some olive oil and garlic, and then added the leaves for the last two, three minutes.
Does it have much of a taste, or is it more of a soaky, like it soaks in?
It's
is
a it more bit of a sponge? Soaky. it's a bit like spinach, but with a more robust trunk.
Mm. And you know how I love a robust trunk.
I know your feelings on this. Also, we had our first courgette yesterday, which was rather delicious.
Oh my God, I can't believe you didn't get in touch.
Phone you, yeah. And we've harvested the first potatoes.
Huge.
Very excited about that. Yeah.
Very exciting. British. How were they?
Delicious, actually. Delicious.
What did you do with them then?
We did them in the air fryer, but I think Alf was a bit worried.
Oh, you're still all about the air fryer, aren't you?
But actually, we should have just boiled them because they were very tasty. We didn't need to fry them, I think. That's what I think. But then there were some children around, Rob and Lou, and the children came around to enjoy them. And we were worried that the children might not eat boiled potatoes with a bit of butter on, because that is quite boring when you're a child. But when you grow up, that sort of thing is a pleasure.
Yes.
Great pleasure. Great pleasure.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Whilst you went away, Susan, we were going to go away. Then Alf was sending off his passport and it didn't arrive. And so we ended up having a staycation in the truest sense of the word. We made out like we were going abroad, stayed indoors, and we had the loveliest time.
I love that.
I mean, a bit like what you're describing.
What did you do?
We tidied up the rooms that needed tidying.
Yeah,
stuff. There was loads of stuff.
Very satisfying, isn't it?
Oh, it's been so nice. We started with the drawer under the hob. We did that a few weeks ago, and I just got such a little buzz out of it.
Yeah, you've got to find those endorphins. Is that the drawer that you just sort of chuck things in?
Well, there's actually two drawers there. Yeah, and there'd been an accumulation of things that I thought, I don't know why we've got these. And then we got rid of stuff, and my, oh my, we've laid all the things out, the thermometer, the herb chopper, the pastry brush, it's all got a little space now. Oh, I tell you, I mean, I've never done crack, but if you were trying to wean yourself off it, I think that's not a bad second.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I would suggest it. Yeah, recommend it. To anyone looking for a bit of a boost.
Yeah, I've been doing a similar thing here. As you mentioned, as we both mentioned, we're in different rooms today.
Yes, look at us.
Look at us. I've swapped the room that I'm working in.
Yes. So you've got a back view.
So I can see the garden and it's a bit bigger. I was working in a tiny little room because when we first bought the house, I thought I shouldn't have a spare room for my office because I don't deserve nice things.
Oh.
Of course. And then whilst I was away, I was laying on the sun lounger thinking about wanting to get back and crack on with a book idea that I have.
Great.
And I sort of said to myself, do you know what? If I get a book deal, I'm going to swap the rooms. And then I thought, no, do you know what? I don't have to wait for that. I don't have to wait for someone to tell me that I'm good enough.
Absolutely.
To work in a different room.
I know, but these things do.
Because you make these little deals with yourself.
I know.
And I thought, that's nuts. I don't need to do that. So instead, we got back on Saturday, on Sunday. That was it.
That was it.
I was moving things around.
I love that energy.
I was changing where things were. Because you know what I'm like, Tom? If I decide I want to do something, I want to have done it yesterday.
When the muse is with you, Suze, yeah, absolutely. There's no stopping you.
Oh, that was it. She was done. She had on a backwards cap, a sleeveless vest, and a pair of short shorts. And I was in my lesbian DIY era.
Oh my goodness, we knew it was only around the corner.
I put together a bookcase.
What? Wow.
Yeah, I put together a bookcase whilst listening to Brandi Carlile. Could I be more of a cliche? No, but I love it.
My goodness, you're like characters in a film or something.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
That's great. I mean, moving furniture around, that is a holiday in itself though, isn't it?
But did you ever do that as a child? Like move your room around?
Sometimes, yeah.
And it would feel like a new room.
You'd be so excited every time you went
Even just moving, you know, and this was not to suggest that my room was massive as a child, but like putting the bed where the chest of drawers were.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you'd think, oh, I get into my bed a different way now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think it would also trick me into thinking that I was a grown up and it was sort of my room was my flat.
Yes, I think.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely. I used to pretend, yeah, like I had my own space. That's so funny. Sometimes I do that in hotels.
What, you move things around?
Yeah, sometimes.
What, you're there moving the bed?
Well, I remember being in a service department in Australia and I moved the pictures around because there were two pictures that clearly matched and then there was another one, but they just sort of not put the matching ones next to each other, which felt like it should be. So
you didn't like the feng shui?
I didn't like the feng shui. And I often, in a room, I'll often take away all the leaflets they put, all the gubbins where they're trying to sell you stuff. I'll often put that in a drawer.
Because that makes you know that you're not at home.
I think so, yeah. And I think I don't want to like be sold stuff as soon as I open my eyes.
Yeah, like, do you want food? Do you want to bring it up? There is a service charge.
Yes, exactly that. Book a massage.
No, I don't want to. I don't know you.
I don't know. I've never met you before. Things like that, I will often do. And I think I recommend that. But yeah, changing things around in the home. Oh, it is tremendous fun. And getting rid of stuff.
Yeah. Did you go to the tip?
No, we didn't go that far. I think we didn't have anything so massive. We moved some stuff to my mum's house. But yeah, it didn't demand a trip to the tip. Mm. But who did? Somebody did go to the tip.
I'm going to the tip today.
Oh, what a lovely day for it.
Was it me today? Is it raining in London?
A little gloomy.
I really want it to pour for my garden. Yeah.
Well, we're going to a wedding today, so I feel I should
Okay,
well then rain.
Not that.
But it is lovely to look out and
whose wedding are you going to?
Alfie's cousin, Shannon.
Oh, nice.
Congrats, Shannon.
Congrats to Shannon. Shoreham. In an hotel? It's in Shoreham.
Not Shoreham by sea, Shoreham, Kent. Shannon's getting married in Shoreham. That's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
I hope she's not selling seashells on the seashore as well.
No, because it's the one in Kent.
Oh, of course, sorry. That's nice. Is it in an hotel?
No, because in Shoreham, get this, who needs to go to France, actually? Because Shoreham has got its own vineyard. And so the reception is in the vineyard.
Oh, well, you know how I love a vineyard.
Well, of course, you're basically French.
Oui, oui.
And so I think there's the church there and then we're going down the road to the vineyard.
And what are you wearing?
Well, this has been a big topic, actually, because I did lose some weight in my holiday at home because I didn't booze and we ate small meals and took it easy and went for a walk every day.
Lovely.
But then I put it all back on since then. But I'm limited in what I can wear is basically what I'm saying. But we're not allowed to wear pale blue because I think the bridesmaids are wearing that.
Right.
So I think I'm going to go with an oatmeal colour, but with a brightly coloured shirt and tie. Is that a bit naff?
No, it's lovely.
Do you think?
Really nice.
try it on and see. But, you know, that's my plan.
Lovely. Is it an afternoon affair?
1 o'clock in the church for 1:30 service. I imagine there's some sort of lunch after that.
Mm-hmm.
A reception, I should say. A breakfast, isn't it?
Yes, it's a breakfast. Wedding breakfast. It's a wedding breakfast, which is...
I don't know, because do people fast until they had wedded?
Oh, maybe.
Was it sort of a thing of, I don't know, of like cleansing or something?
I think that you do that in... I know that when I went to my friend's wedding and she is Hindu, her husband couldn't eat until a certain part of the ceremony when we were in India. Yeah.
Oh.
Or he could only... I think he had a piece of fruit, but I don't even know if he was meant to have that. But maybe that is a thing where you're cleansing.
Oh, interesting. Ceremonial fasting.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Not for me last week. Nom, nom, nom.
Bread and cheese.
I'm doing
bread and cheese.
Ceremonial lovely. Cheesing.
Yes. A lovely part of the ceremony. And then there's an evening do as well. So,
oh, fun. Are you staying over?
No, because we can get the train back.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not far. I'm not doing an advert for them.
No.
particularly. But it's not far. But that's true, I think, well, of all cities. But I notice in London, it's sometimes easy to just stay within your little corner. But actually, there's so many wonderful places that are just a short hop on the train.
Yeah. Well, you know how I love train travel.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, you've got the downs, of course, for you.
Of course.
But how lovely.
Well, Tom, listen, I'll let you go and get ready.
Well, Suze, I'll wedding. Let you do the same. We've probably got more furniture to move.
Well, I am going to go to the tip. I've got a list of bits and bobs.
That's what I like.
Know.
This is what I was doing, the list of bits.
Top of the list, 9 a.m., like-minded friends.
Oh, great. Well, now you're up and about. This is perfect.
Oh, Tom, I've taken the dog for a walk already.
Oh, yeah, you're always up and about. Alf's gone for a run.
Oh, very good. Well, it's because I've got a six-year-old who was in.
Oh, yeah.
She was in at 10 to 7.
Oh, bless. That's lovely though, isn't it? Just getting things done. I had some handles I wanted to order for the kitchen doors.
Mm.
I'm thinking about investing in some cafe curtains. I had to order the samples.
Oh, Tom, you know, all I feel like we've been talking about cafe curtains for so long.
So long and now it's happening. The trouble is, I think I've told the listeners already, I've already got one hoiked up where I bought a rail and I clipped an antique linen tablecloth to it to provide some discretion when I'm in déshabille. Is that what it's called when you're not dressed? And
No idea. So, I'd say the buff.
In the buff? I'm not completely... Well, no.
In the nip. Buff, no.
Sometimes my nipples are out, yes.
Yes.
And so that provides a bit of discretion. But because of the... It works. It's not very high up, but it works. But I don't know whether I have to now have all the cafe curtains the same height. Probably yes.
My guess would be yes, but... You do.
That means moving that one. So that means getting the drill out. You know, it's things like that, isn't it?
Oh, but like getting that. The drill out is so satisfying.
Oh, Alf loves to use the drill.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him. You got to find your enjoy in this life.
We had to take down a bed. And I tell you that some of the screws, they get really muddy, don't they, if they go in at a slightly wrong angle.
Oh, yeah, you can't be doing that. They've got to go in at the right angle.
Oh, I had to force it with the drill. Get the devout out. We go.
This episode is brought to you by an electric drill.
Oh, yeah.
What a shock.
Oh, what a anyway. Shock. What a show.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze. But lovely to hear about your wonderful holiday. Well done.
Thank you. And lovely to hear about your staycation.
Lovely.
Okay. Now, if anyone wants a little boost today, go and clear out that drawer.
Clear out a drawer. You will not regret it. Tell us all about it.
You won't. Get in touch.
What a lovely feeling.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll speak to you. I'll speak to you very soon.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, Dove.
Right. Okay,
bye.
You too. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.